Hello and welcome back to Fully Blooming. This is part two of the conversation with Elena all around safety and sanctuary. In the last episode, if you haven't listened to it already, we spoke about how safety is the foundation for everything. Elena shared her pregnancy story, and at the time she was 3 or 4 months pregnant. And we've really spoke about coming back to our sovereign being, our inner knowing, which of course you all know that I'm big fans of. I have to say excuse the blocked nose and the slightly sicky voice, but we managed to get through it. In this episode, we talk about non-attachment, manifestation, people pleasing, and really that kind of fear and practice of having to speak our truth within relationships and friendships. And we use some of our own examples as well. Elena is, I don't know how she does it, but she is one of the most forgiving people I've ever met. And she shares about how forgiveness and compassion are actually a gift to ourselves and how it's crucial if we want to move forwards in our life. I hope you enjoy this second half of the conversation. And if you haven't listened to the first half, make sure you go back and listen to that first. Thank you for being here again and see you soon.
There's another word for it, like I've also been using as well, eternal beloved. It's like your sanctuary. Mm. Your inner sanctuary is like your eternal beloved. It's like the part of you that just loves you and embraces you no matter what. No matter what, you can come back and embrace it by your eternal beloved, which is always there no matter what happens, no matter how shitty you feel or how much you're bashing on yourself or you're making yourself wrong, you're always just loved in the sanctuary and in the embrace of the eternal beloved. I love that term because it's just kind of like this, and anything with manifestation we spoke about, you're not going to be able to manifest something if you don't feel it inside of you. When we talk about love, like in a partner, like do you have that inside? Do you feel that inside of you? Because that's when it's going to manifest on the outside. When you actually feel that it's real inside of yourself and that you don't need it. There's no attachment. I have it. And then it's like, boop, it comes.
Yes, that non-attachment is huge.
Yeah,
releasing the expectation, releasing the attachment. And again, it's the same as that control aspect. We want it to be here and now. And we want it to look a certain way. But again, it's as your pregnancy journey has shown, you know, it's just being
absolutely
an initiation.
And that's, I was in that mind thing, right? And I also needed the time, like you said earlier, like sometimes we just need to go through that human thing. And some things that used to work might not work anymore. I felt like in the beginning of my journey of truly surrendering to my heart and really like living with my intuition, it was so much more. I had to like to be able to trust it. Like I needed more external validation. Like I would need to call someone or talk to my coach or my mentor and like this happened and this happened and blah 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 and like blah blah blah, you know, because I didn't fully feel anchored and trust in my own guidance. But now it doesn't happen so much anymore. Like I kind of just want to just marmalade in it, like ripen in this thing. And I'm like, ooh, this is happening, but I don't even want to write about it. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to tell anyone about it because I can just feel like, ooh, something's happening, you know, because I can hold it and I can trust it and I feel safe in it. So it's normal as well that we kind of change what we need. Like, but also giving ourselves what we need and not like, oh, that's bad. Like, you should be more evolved than that. You shouldn't be asking other people for any of that, any guidance, because you know that you are your inner guru. Like, so you never ask anyone. You know, it's like, no, you can give yourself that. Like, you're not wrong for that, you know? And I think that's a big responsibility piece for yourself. And you can give yourself too, like, yeah, you can feel, if you don't feel safe inside, you can also ask and give yourself what will make you feel safe. Like this is, it comes from both sides. It comes from the inner world, but also you can be like, I'm going to take care of myself. Like you said, like I know myself, I know what I need, and I'm going to give myself that. I'm going to speak that out. so that I can really provide what I need to feel safe. Because it's your own responsibility at the end of the day to find that and actually ask for it if you need it. Which I feel with your journey now as well, been a lot like this as well, that we've been speaking about.
Mm. And it's interesting because there's been times in the last few weeks that it's almost, as you said, I need to journal about this, or I need to speak to someone about this, but I didn't want to. And it was almost, it was a really interesting battle. And it wasn't that I'm being closed off or anything. It was just, hey, actually, but because for me, by speaking about things, you are again going back into the same energy of it. And it was and it was a really interesting dynamic that I witnessed within myself, of almost old Ola, in a way, wanted to speak about it because that's what you do.
Yes.
And you kind of get that support from other people. And then, like, my soul Ola, I guess, was like, hey, I don't think we need to talk about this anymore. I think we're, like, you're processing yourself internally and just knowing that my angels, my guides are doing almost the work for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And, hey, like, are you actually okay? I was like, I kind of am. But it was almost that because something had happened, and this was something I spoke about last year, that I had this huge realization of those moments where previously you would have been triggered. Mm-hmm. And it's almost you're waiting for that trigger to come in. You're waiting for that body reaction. And so you almost tighten up. And then that moment when you realize it's happened and nothing's happened in my body. And you're like, so I can just move on from this. It's just a part of my life now. And I think it's so interesting with triggers as well, because what is a trigger for me is not going to be a trigger for you.
Yeah, it's totally
But we
individual.
Think everyone has the same triggers of this in relationships or with food or whatever it is, with money. But actually, we all have such different experiences. And of course, there's some similarities and things that we've spoken and shared about as well. And it's nice to have that kind of unity of, oh, okay, you feel that as well. But actually, sometimes it's almost that if I had told you what one of my triggers was, you would be like, huh? Like, why? Like, what are you on about? Why on earth would that be a trigger in a way? And it's just that having that, oh, okay, it's me. It is literally, like you were saying earlier, I'm creating that reality, and my experience has created my reality. And of course, we need to work through it. And there's things in the past that will affect us all differently. But again, it's what you mentioned earlier, that choice of, am I going to go into the victim role of this?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I going to do something about it? And of course, sometimes we do, we just want to go into victim mode and just curl up under the blanket and just vegetate. But then
it's part
like,
of purging. This is part of the purging, actually, honestly. Yeah. We need to release that little bit.
Exactly. But it's sometimes you just got to be like, right, enough. Snap out of it. We need to break that pattern. Let's move into the next thing. And it's, it's such a fascinating process. And as you said, not everything is going to work. It's not that, okay, yoga has worked for me for the last 3 years, so it's going to continue. And I think it's adapting and it's finding what works, because we're constantly changing if we allow ourselves to. And it's a whole process. But I wanted you to talk a little bit about how, you know, finding that safety within you to be able to express your truth to others, because we've spoken a lot about, you know, how can I feel safe within myself if I get triggered or if my intuition is saying something? But how do you feel safe within yourself around other people and expressing your needs and wants and desires?
Well, that has been a whole journey for me to be able to do that.
Yep.
Like a major people pleasing, wanting to care and like not make anyone feel uncomfortable. Like, oh my goodness. Like that was me. That was my inner child wanting to take care of everyone and not make other people feel bad. But at the same time, I say that I've always had this fire of integrity of like, hey, but that doesn't make sense. And I think that's kind of the part of me that makes it easier for me to communicate my needs. But it really depends if I feel safe in the relationship. Again, to the safety. Because, you know, with family or your best friends or people that you know are always going to be there, you can kind of act out and be more, you know, like, I need this and not a lot. And I don't actually care that much if you feel disappointed. Although I do have that with everyone, but it's easier sometimes with relationships that we feel safe with. For me, the biggest challenge has been the romantic relationships. Mm-hmm. That's where I've had the most fear of being abandoned, rejected, and not feeling loved. Like, I really had to do a massive journey of feeling loved and feeling like someone actually wanted to choose me and be with me. I didn't really have any relationship with men, or it's not like I didn't have, I mean, I have a dad and, like, you know, but we were never close. I mean, it wasn't so much around when I was young, and I just never really felt safe with men. So with men, especially, well, then in my 20s, I started having male friends that I felt safe with. And it was really like this gradual journey to feel more safe with men and having in intimate relationships as well, like being able to express my needs. So honestly, it was not like I go from 0 to 100. It was, I had to do the small steps. Like, I remember the first time I told someone I liked them. I was 21, I think. And I was shitting my pants. Like, I was dying. I could barely say it. And he didn't even like me the same way back. So, of course, that was, like, fucking heartbreaking. But you know, like, I really did it. Like, I really faced my fears. And I think that's the big one. I knew it was true for me. This is true for me. If I act like everything's fine, because that was my pattern, like, I want to be the easiest and the most, you know, like, everything's fine, because I didn't want anyone to leave me. I didn't want to be abandoned. So I just wanted everything to be fine. But no man wants a woman that's easy and everything's fine. You want the real deal. You want the one that knows herself and express her needs and express her femininity and it's vulnerable. And I was too scared to. So I think over the years, every time I just took it as a practice. And I would be shit scared, but I'm like, there's no other way. Like, how am I ever gonna have the love that I want and the relationships that I want if I don't express my love? And actually, I found, like, especially with these things of when it comes to love in relationships, like with an intimate partner, it's like, how can, like, if I express my full heart and they don't want that, and they didn't like that, they're not for me. And I kept telling myself that. Like, I'm not going to pretend, and then they're with me, and then I'm going to get down the line where actually I'm going to show my true colors, and then they're not going to like me. I don't want to do that. I'd rather feel the pain of it now, and then open myself up to someone that actually wants to be with me, instead of, like, doing this pretense, you know? So there was a lot of reasons why I was like, Elena, you have to do this. And I think it really helped with the fire within. But honestly, like, it's not, it comes to me all the time. Like, this thing of, like, you know, for example, I'm in the kitchen, I live in the community, and, you know, people want to talk to me and I don't really want to talk. And then I just can't say, like, hey, listen, I don't really want to talk, because I don't want to hurt their feelings. So, like, these things, like, come up all the time. Like, I think we're always going to have more room to grow here. And yeah, honestly, it's just practice. And really, really be kind with yourself. And if you get hurt and rejected, which I feel will happen, it's, again, come back to, I got myself. Okay, so that happened. That hurts. But I'm still okay. Like, I'm still here. I can get through this. And I feel the more time you have experience of, like, pain, but then still, like, I'm fine, the easier it's going to get. Because you're not going to get so attached to that person needs to validate you, or they need to like you back, or they need to honor your, you know, or they need to, like, be compassionate about your need, or, like, sometimes it's not like that. And I think those are the people that you're maybe not meant to be in your life. And I think the more we can be in our truth and express our truth, the more we're going to attract the people that are actually for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because if not, like, yeah, it's like such a ninja work, actually. It's ninja work. It's like every time that you feel that there's a thing that doesn't make sense for you, you owe it to yourself to express it, and not in a blaming way, like, hey, you're like shit and you did this. And no, like, I had that experience that this happened. This is what I feel I need. Like, this is, and you can even share your trigger. You can even share like the vulnerability around it. Like, it makes me feel really unsafe. Like, always come up back to yourself. Like, how does it make you feel? And don't blame the other person. The person is literally there as a gift to be like, yo, I want you to look at this pattern. Like, that's what the person does. The pattern, like, I honestly believe that we are like literally in a role play and we attracted that exact situation. So there's no blame here.
Mm.
And I have had so many reasons in my life to be resentful and hate the person. And, you know, we're talking about intimate relationships and being cheated on so much, you know, and be like, I love you. I see you. I see that you did that because of your wounding and your patterns. I love you so much, no matter what. And I can see you. And I know that you didn't do this to hurt me, but I still have to choose myself here. So it's like, you can be both.
Yes.
Because the way that we do that, we blame and we don't want to forgive and like, you're wrong. Like, no, then you're just, that's a way for you to close your heart and protect yourself and making the other person wrong. The other person not wrong. They are just in their life with their traumas, with their upbringing. Like, you don't know what it's like to be them. You have no idea. Maybe if you were in the exact same situation, you would have you would have acted exactly that way.
Yeah.
So compassion, forgiveness, it's actually there for you. Even though it hurts like shit, it's actually there to serve you. And you have that contract. I believe that. Like, everything is like perfect, you know? And be like, that hurts. That doesn't make it right. It's not an excuse that you can, you know, like, that's okay. Like, oh yeah, you're fine to do that. No, I can still express like, hey, it hurts me that you're sleeping with other women. I don't want to be in a relationship when there's lying. I don't want that. But I'm not going to like shit on you and you're like the worst person ever. No, because I know that you were doing that because you didn't know any better. Like, this is, and I think love is so important here. Like, love everyone, like, no matter how much they hurt you, and you don't have to be in their life if you don't want to. Like, I think it's kind of like, I think sometimes we go into the extreme. Like, either you blame and you hate them and you're like resentful and you're just like out, or you're like, oh, you're in my life and everything's perfect. Like, you can be both, you know. You can be loving and respectful and forgiving and still be like, I choose myself here because this is what I need. It's all about respect and love at the end of the day. And everyone that you see, everyone that is in your life is, you're going to sound like, again, weird, maybe, like, everything is love. Everything is God. Everything is part of you in a way. And I don't know if this kind of like expressed what you asked, because I kind of forgot the question, but I get
it. Was perfect.
But I honestly, like, I feel that's like how I do it. Is it's actually coming back to my truth. It's coming back to my heart. It's about honoring myself and knowing that, you know what, I want to live an extraordinary life. I want to have extraordinary relationship. Like, that's it. So I'm not going to play small. Like, I'm going to like do the uncomfortable thing, and it's going to hurt in the moment, but it's all fucking worth it. Like, it's worth it. And step by step, compassionate with yourself, and come back to love. Honestly, this is the way. And I maybe also, we've spoken about this with forgiveness, for example. Like, it's very easy for me to forgive for some reason. And I think it is because of that, because I see that actually they are there to serve me. And we're here to serve each other. This is like the perfect situation. Like, how can you not forgive? I don't get it. Personally, you know?
No, and that's something that I really admire, and you've really activated within me, this ability, very easy ability for you to forgive. And I think for me, always forgiveness was almost this kind of acceptance of how they treated me was okay. And but actually, if you're not ready to forgive, you're holding on to this anger within you. And holding on to anger, I've written quite a few posts about it recently, but it's exhausting. It drains your life force energy. It is, we think it's this fire and it's this, oh, it's giving us energy. No, it's a complete drain. It drains us of any creativity, any connection to our intuition, any connection whatsoever. And actually, it's that anger of being angry at ourselves for putting up with that. And I think it's that strange balance that people, I know I'm always, in this week, I've really kind of battled with, in a way of, you know, how can I still live in love? How can I still live in forgiveness and compassion? And at the same time, put myself first. And it's a weird, and it's, I found this beautiful meditation of putting one palm out and you're ready for what the universe has to give you, but also putting the other hand up. And it's this feeling of, this is my boundary. This is my line. This is where my kind of self-respect, my self-love is. And then at the same time, and you can, and it's a balance and it's always going to change. But it's, I think, absolutely fascinating. Yeah, everything that you said, because it's such a, coming back to the safety and the sanctuary of whatever happens, and rejection and abandonment are such deep, painful wounds. They're horrible.
Yeah.
In a way. But also because we have labeled them in that way. We have kind of labeled grief or sadness or abandonment or rejection or anger as these bad things. Whereas imagine growing up and thinking, oh, that's just another emotion. It's the same as happiness. It's the same as joy, as excitement, as gratitude. But it's, yeah, it's this discomfort. But it, as you said, it's the discomfort in that moment versus the discomfort of ignoring yourself, of putting yourself down, putting your voice down over the next year or two. I mean, that was my process of really, in inverted commas, awakening. I did that. I was so scared of being alone, of being rejected, of being abandoned. And it wasn't really the person that I wanted to be attached to. It was just this fear of being alone. And to have that, now that trust within myself to, if I'm not getting what I want out of a relationship, even after I've expressed my wants, needs and desires, then hey, that person is not for me. And that's okay. Yes. And it's going to suck, because of course, if you've had an intimate relationship with someone, or just a friendship with anyone, and you feel that, yeah, there's a real amazing connection, and then it just, and then you say your truth and then it's gone, it's that, of course, it's going to bring up that feeling of, well, maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe there's, oh, maybe I'm wanting too much. Maybe I'm too high maintenance. Maybe all of these things that, as women, we come up with, all these excuses of why we're not desired. But at the same time, the last time it happened to me, it was this feeling of, there wasn't any of that that came up. There was this, hey, I did what I needed to do. And as you said, if that person doesn't receive it, then that person isn't for me. And that's okay. And they came into my life for this period of time to show me something. And maybe that lesson might come further down the line. Maybe you won't realize it in the moment, but then it's okay for them to leave. And it's rather than, again, trying to control and trying to hold on to things and having that expectation. I think that's also the same with speaking your truth. You have to do it with that, without any expectation.
Yeah, totally.
You cannot think, if I say this, then this is how they're going to react. This is the, this
you have
is going
no
to
idea.
Lead me to my ending that I really want, the fairy tale ending, whatever. You have to say, hey, whatever happens, I know that I've served my truth. And whatever happens, I've done it. I've done what I needed to do to be integral.
You're in integrity with yourself.
Integrity with yourself.
And you honor yourself.
Exactly.
That's the most important.
That's it. Yeah. Exactly. But it's that takes a lot. That takes, well, for some people, it might take not long at all. For others, it might take their whole lifetime of feeling that safety within yourself that I've got me.
To be able to do it.
Whatever happens, I've got me and it's going to be okay. And I have the resources, I have the support system to be able to speak my truth. And at the end of the day, imagine if we all actually spoke our actual truth.
Yes.
And without the fear. And it's also, I think, that can we start living in a society where, like you said, you potentially don't want to speak to someone in a kitchen. Can we trust that they're going to take responsibility for their reaction? Mm-hmm. Rather than, and then I think that's where our people pleaser comes in, because we almost, as highly sensitive people, we know potentially how people are going to react.
Exactly.
And it's almost that fear that we are also dealing with. And it's like, why are we also dealing with their shit? Like, this is not ours to deal with.
And it's a projection from us too. We are projecting that they're going to feel like that.
Yes.
It might not even be true. Like, I have many times where I expressed my truth and it was so hard to do it. Oh my God. I'm like, I'm such a bad person to say that. How can I say that? And they're like, oh yeah, actually I feel the same. Like, I actually don't want. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. I've been like going through like roller coasters in my head, and I could have just said the truth and everything would be fine.
Yeah.
Like, we make so much drama out of it because the mind again is like surviving. It's like, alarm, alarm, alarm. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, because then you're going to be safe.
Yeah. And it's especially, I think that's why it's so important to do the work to realize, where are these reactions coming from? You know, there was a time in your life potentially where you did say your truth and it was, you were put in a position where you didn't feel safe. So of course, if you're going into that same situation again, of course your mind's going to give you alarm bells. It's completely fine, but it's having the tools and the structure in a way of, okay, how can I get through this? Because this is something that I want. And it's that having to go through that discomfort to get into the comfort and the abundance and the joy and the gratitude. And it's, it sucks in the moment. And I've definitely learned it with you and my other like very, very close friends of, oh my God, I'm going to say something. And then you guys react like, thank you so much for telling me that. And I'm like, oh, what? Are you joking? Like you said, I've spent weeks, maybe days, hours, stressing, panicking, all of this. Yes. I can't say this. And then I say it. And then because I know that we've built up this connection and it's this trust has built up, whether it's within ourselves or within our friendships. Now it's, hey, I know I can say that. And it's not going to be the end of a friendship just like that.
Exactly.
It's going to be, thank you for sharing your true self. And think, I didn't know that. We can't expect everyone to know everything about us. We can't expect you to be mind readers. Yes, of course, we have some psychic connections for sure. But at the same time, it's, just speaking that truth and having that safety and sanctuary within us of, if I speak my truth, that is also, again, creating that trust and that safety within us. It's a whole cycle that just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah. And the more truthful you are in your relationship, the more you're going to attract relationships that are for you. You know, and I think it always comes back to that. Like, oh, okay, so this is going to be good, because whenever someone doesn't want to be part of my life because I speak my truth, fuck yes. Because that means that I'm opening up for something better, or something greater, or something not better, but something that's more aligned.
Exactly.
So actually, instead of being like, it's like, yes, I passed that thing, you know? And it's like, it's kind of like every time you let go of something, it opens space for what's true and what's real and what's for you. Remembering that can kind of give this like, okay, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I don't need this person. And I feel also like in relationship, then you start to cultivate safety and trust. It doesn't happen by itself. It happens by being vulnerable, speaking your truth, and then feeling you're being received. And there's this, and then that you build that trust and you build that safety. And if you don't feel safe in your relationship, like, that's the foundation. If you don't feel safe in the relationship, then there's something to be said, or there's something to be expressed. And we got to be bold, actually.
I remember seeing a quote just saying, you need to feel as safe in the
as possible. What was the word? What was it? I'm going to butcher it, but something like, do you feel safe enough in your relationship to say the most scary thing?
Yeah.
That could potentially end the relationship. That you think could potentially end the relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, when I saw that, I think this was like 3 or 4 years ago, I was like, no, absolutely not. And now I'm like, okay, yeah. And it's I think that summarizes it perfectly. It's if you can't say the thing that you think, but might you think, you don't know, because we never know, you think might end the relationship, that's the thing you need to say to discover the truth of what that relationship really is.
Yes, totally. You have to say the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like not expecting that the relationship has to have to give you the safety as well. Like that can be the case, and you cultivate a relationship where you feel so safe in the relationship, but ultimately it's not about relying on and depending on the safety of the other person, which it's something you have to feel safe, and you have to hold yourself, and you have to back yourself up and to say it.
Yeah,
you know, and it's kind of like this good, it's like both of them bounce off each other, you know, like it creates more safety in you, you know, it's like it's both. But yeah, you have to say the thing. You have to say the thing.
And I think it's fascinating because there are people in the world who will make you feel incredibly calm and safe and will almost like calm your nervous system just by being in their presence.
Yeah.
And it's you can just take a deep breath.
That's good.
But at the same time, they're also human and they're also going through their own shit. And maybe at times they're not going to feel that safe anymore. And what happens then? Are you then all of a sudden in a panic because they don't feel safe anymore? Or hey, have you got that safety within you? And then you might come back, and then you might separate, and then you might come back in different ways. But it's having that awareness of where am I? I mean, being dependent on this person to create my safety, or when. And of course, sometimes we're not going to, it's not like, you know, you need to 100% love yourself all the time, otherwise you're never going to find a relationship. Like, nah, bullshit. Like, as we've said, like, people come into our lives to enhance and to expand us, and are there to teach us so many lessons. And of course, that connection and community is what we all need to different degrees. But how, again, it's that balance. It's all balance, isn't it? It's all the balance. But and there's never any, it's not perfect. We're not, what works for you is not going to necessarily work for me. But do you have any kind of little snippets of how do you feel safe? How do you make yourself feel safe? If you go into that panic mode, what is your tools, or what would you recommend to anyone listening to kind of come back to?
Well, the things that help me, if I want to like may use tools, and I think we actually spoke about this when things hit the fan, I feel sometimes now that I know what works for me, I can kind of like go into those things, like go into nature, or just take a nap, or write, or scream, or like just feel it, you know? But it's actually what I found now, it's, I don't really want to problem solve my way out of it as well. And it's a weird, like, this is why the paradox of truth, there's no, like, those things I just said are great, you know? But it, again, it can't come from the mind. Oh, like that usually works, so I'm going to do that, you know? I feel like I've learned is like just surrender to the thing, to the emotion, actually. If you feel scared about something, for example, or you felt rejected or something happened, I can then tend to go into a pattern of like numbing myself through the phone, or like wanting food, or like just I don't want to deal with that feeling because I'm not allowed to feel that because I shouldn't feel like that, you know? But then if I can just like drop everything and be like, this is what's happening. Let's feel it. Let's feel the sadness. Let's feel the anger. Let's feel the thing that automatically just calms me down, because it's just like the body goes from this to, I'm allowed to feel it.
Mm.
So I, like, we can talk about tools, what helps me, you know, like meditate and breathe. And, you know, I think I naturally breathe deeply, you know, like if I, but I think it depends, you know, like if I go into the pattern of numbing, it's like, I think it always gets to a point where it's like, Elena, you know, this is not going to work. I take a breath and then everything comes out. And then it's like, oh, I feel love. And I think the more fast we can recognize that we go into our patterns to feel safe and then being compassionate. I think I have used so much of my life bashing myself up for going into the pattern. Oh my God, it's something I've been working on for so long. Like, for example, overeating. I use food and just like start overeating, you know? It's like, then I'm like, when are you going to stop doing this? You know? And it's just so hard on myself. And I think the more compassion I have to myself to be like, oh, okay, I know what's going on here. You are now eating all of those cookies or whatever because you feel unsafe or you feel like, you know, something. And it's, and then like, maybe I'm even allowing myself to do that a little bit because I know that's what that part of me wants, to feel safe.
Yeah.
I know that it's not going to work, but you know, it's soothing for a part of me. And then it doesn't go so extreme.
Mm.
It's kind of like, oh, okay, I'm allowed to. And just soften into the experience and be okay with the experience. The less police officer you can be towards yourself, the better, you know? And just come back to love. Come back to like holding myself, like stroking myself. We're good. We're good, you know? And we spoke about my conversation with my parents that I had a few weeks ago, which was really tough for me. And I think that has been a big thing for me. Like, where speaking my truth to them has been really hard. I have, but always wanted to please them a little bit to feel worthy, to feel loved by them. You know, all these things that we do to be validated by our parents, at least for me in my own experience. I remember I was like in my truth and I was speaking words and I felt it was like so hard. Like, I have no idea, you know, we had a conversation about it. We don't have to get into it, but I was just breathing deeply into my belly. And I kept telling myself, I love you. I love you. I'm here. I love you. I was like stroking myself and the tears went down and the tears went down. I remember going back, I was just crying and I was so in pain. But the whole time I was like, I'm fine. I got myself. I'm fine. There is no prescription of how to feel safe in a way. It's about surrender and about feeling it. Because as soon as we allow ourselves to feel what is true in the moment and accept it and love it for what it is, that's when we soften our hearts. And I also feel like even crying is like, oh, it's such a release. Like when you cry, you're like, oh, I can feel my heart now. And you feel your center and you feel, oh, calm. Yeah, that's what I would, I don't know if there's anything else you would want to hear on this topic, but that's, yeah.
Hmm.
And I feel sometimes when we have the how-to list, and it's actually quite ironic when I was saying, hey, you can have a resource list and make yourself feel safe. Like, yeah, that's that truth too. But yeah, I think for me, it's like, just how can I just soften into it?
Yeah. And I think, as I know that you've been on this kind of journey and expansion for quite a long time. And I think when I think back to when I first started, and, you know, I would wake up every single morning and my heart would be so constricted and I feel so anxious. And the one thing that worked for me was literally rolling out of bed before my brain could get involved, because that it was the wake up and I would go and my brain would start and I would just go straight. And I would actually just intuitively, I started just tapping and just tapping on my heart and just trying to loosen it up because it was so tight. But then I would go and do some yoga. And that was my half an hour every single morning. And I still do it more or less, and it's obviously eased and it's not as strict and everything, but in some ways I move every single day, and just to move that stagnant energy out of the body. But I do remember at the start, it was, if you're listening to this and have no idea where to start, it is finding one thing. Don't go and try and do the cold baths and the breath work and the sound healing and this and whatever, but I would find those things that maybe you don't actually even need to do anything. So for me, sound healing is sometimes just the best thing ever, because all you have to do is lie down and listen and just let yourself be. And it's just, or talking to a therapist or a healer, Elena or myself, or to have that kind of container to that we can create, that safe space that we create for you to be able to feel these things.
Yeah.
Because actually at the start, it can be way too overwhelming to even look into this, to even to sit with the things. And it's just doing step by step. And just, again, for me, following that intuition of, oh, that really appeals right now. I've mentioned this before, but breath work, maybe once or twice a year I do it, like the deep, deep breath work.
Yeah.
Whereas some people do it maybe every day, some sort of activation. Or, and so it's just, again, there's so many different modalities and techniques and people, and it's that trying not to attach yourself to any of them or any person, because again, like Elena said, you know your truth, you know what works for you. Whether it's going to see a naturopath or a kinesiologist or an acupuncturist or this or whatever, try all of them and see what you like, see what feels good in that moment, and then just build it up from there. And of course, we still have those moments where we're like, fuck, I need someone. Like, I need that safe space because it's too much for me to hold right now. And that's completely fine. And it's, we're not looking for perfectionism, and we're not saying that, you know, you need to feel safe the entire time and you need to do it all yourself. And absolutely not. Like, that's, it's finding that community, it's finding that tribe, it's finding that support system. But also knowing and just building up that sense of, oh, I've got myself. And if you've listened to my podcast from last year, I went through a lot. Like, last year was a lot. And actually, not to brag or sound egotistical, but so many people just said, like, you just seem so calm about it all. Like, you got attacked, you got a surfboard to the head, like, you had all of this stuff. You seem fine. And I was like, I am. Like, I'm really, because it was just almost that, like, well, this was meant to happen. Like,
yeah,
it,
exactly.
It was that I'm not going into victim mode about it. Of course, I went into it sometimes, but it was just that. And it, that was such a big awakening for me of, like, hey, you went through a lot. And you're fine. You still feel safe within yourself. You still trust that intuition. Of course, it waned and waxed, but it was still there at the end of it. And it's, yeah, so I would say trust, safety, and that coming back to love for yourself and for others.
And I feel like as well, what you said about being supported, like, you don't have to do it alone. Like, what I said about, like, oh, I recognize that there's a part of me that feels this and blah. This is because I have a connection with this parts of me, and I can see how they are just creating safety. And I am providing that safety for that part of me rather than the pattern itself. But that's because I have awareness of it. And I think it's, like you said, for some people, just to be still for 2 minutes is too much. Because I could say, like, oh, if you are not feeling safe, just find inner stillness and feel safe. But, like, yeah, that works for me, but it might not work for other people. They might have a fucking panic attack if they're like that, you know? So ask for support, like, be supported. And I feel, you, like you said, like, you don't have to hold it all. And even, like, you know, you can have a therapist or a guide or someone holding you, or a friend or someone that can hold you, and so that you feel nurtured. Like, you know, a little child, a baby needs this mom, like, to feel safe. It's not alone by itself. It has the nourishment from the mom. And sometimes we need that nourishment from the outside. And also at the same time, remembering that if you are by yourself and no one is around you, you don't have to hold all that energy because you are held by it. It's the universe holding you. You don't have to be like, I need to hold all this. I have to hold all this. Like, you don't have to hold any of it. You can just let it go. And, like, be held by it in a way, like, and allow yourself to be held, like you said. And it's beautiful, that part. And yeah, support. We don't have to fucking do it alone. We don't have to do it alone. We don't have to do it alone.
And that's a journey in itself.
Yeah. Yes.
Of asking for that support and help.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so much easier. Oh, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
When you have someone to support you or hold you or, makes a big difference. And I think you can also go deeper than we, I think, scratch the surface on by ourselves. And sometimes we have those experiences where we can go deeper ourselves. But I think I always go so much deeper and it's quicker as well. It's not, you don't have to mull in it for a week. Sometimes you can do it in an hour or a day. It's like, oh, cool, thank you. It's ready to go, especially if it's already ready. You already know it's there. It's like, oh, I'm kind of ready to let this go. Do you have any last thoughts that you want to share?
I feel we have covered many, many different beautiful topics within this realm of safety. If you don't feel safe, there's nothing wrong with you. And I think that's, I spend a lot of time of there was something wrong with me in that kind of realm and being very in despair and like, you know, there is nothing wrong with you. If you feel triggered by something stupid, that it doesn't make it wrong. You get to feel that way. You get to have that trigger. But it's your responsibility of like how you deal with it. But you're okay. Like I also get triggered and like I feel unsafe by the stupidest thing. And oh my God, my mind could be like, oh my God, Elena, you're so like, you shouldn't be like feeling that way and blah, blah, blah. I feel like I allow yourself to have that. You had the upbringing you had. You had the experience you had. It's okay if you don't feel safe. It's totally okay. I think like the recognition and the acceptance and the embrace of loving yourself for that is so key. And then you can go from there. Step by step. It's not a one, it's not overnight. It's something that, again, like we mentioned earlier, it's a life work to cultivate that safety. And you're so courageous to go on this path, to speak your truth, to be in your sovereignty, to claim your, like to honor yourself, to speak up. It's we need more of people like this in the world. And and also remember that you're not just doing it for yourself. When you speak your truth, you're allowing other people to speak their truth. And yeah, I feel like it's just like this, treat it as like, when you don't feel safe, like how would you, if you had a baby or, well, now I'm pregnant, so now the baby thing, you know, is very in my life now. But how would you want to treat a baby if it's crying? Would you be like, oh, you shouldn't cry, baby. Like, you shouldn't cry because of that. No, the baby's crying. What are you going to do? Are you going to ignore the baby and bash on the baby? Or are you going to hold the baby? And this is what you do to yourself. No matter how stupid, no matter how much it doesn't make sense, no matter what, you have the right to feel that way. And now you can love this, you know, and be there for yourself like that. So I just feel like this is just an important piece to remember. And you got this. You got this.
You got this. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's such a fascinating topic. And yeah, it came up so much recently. I think because we're going through such shifts individually and collectively at the moment. And I'm sure it resonates with a lot of people, and it will land exactly where it's meant to land, as we said with our intentions at the start. So just thank you for sharing, all of you, and thank you for speaking the truth so honestly and openly, as always.
Thank you so much, it's been a pleasure. Love being here.
Love you. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Fully Blooming.
I hope that you're now feeling inspired, empowered, and motivated to start listening to your intuition, to trust that inner voice, and to go after what you want in your own life. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do and how I can help you, all of my details are in the episode description below, and please don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions. If you enjoyed this episode, I would really appreciate your support by sharing it, rating, and subscribing. Remember, every single one of us is here to thrive and expand into all that we're here to be. See you next time for another episode of Fully Bloomin'.